We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Si te vas, yo quiero saber si tú te vas, mami, cuando tú quieras.
All right, we are back live, FLA Live Arena. Like the way that it sounds. And again, Florida Panthers open the season tonight, hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins. Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. He will be on the air Saturday on 560 QAM from UNC as the Miami Hurricanes take on UNC. 3:30 kickoff on that one, and DBJ is joining us now. Hello, Don Bailey Jr.
How you doing? But I don't like these weeks off. I don't get to talk to my guys.
I was just saying to Solana, like, we haven't talked to DBJ in a long while. Haven't talked to you about the D.R. King news. Haven't talked to you about the most recent loss. I mean, there's a lot to cover, and I want to get to the lines that we want to give you for Saturday's broadcast. But let me start with D.R. King, because that's been the biggest news since we last talked to you. And I've always said, heading into this season, Crowder's not here today, Solana's filling in, but I said to Crowder before the season, he agreed. I believe you did too. The key to this Kane season, I always thought, was going to be dependent on D.R. King, right? When he went down in that bowl game and we looked at the schedule coming up and we saw they were going to open with Alabama and then Nikosi transferred, you know, it was always, in my opinion, going to be dependent on D.R. King. And now we know he's done. So where do the Hurricanes stand right now? Like, do you have much hope to get anything together? I mean, hope obviously springs eternal when you're into sports, but it's a significant loss to lose what I thought was the key to the season.
You know, let's take, I agree with you, and it's a significant loss in more ways than one. So if we were talking National Football League, he would be your franchise player. He would be the guy that you built the entire franchise around. And that's what Miami did offensively. He proved that he could handle it by how he played all of last season. And the guy, in my opinion, has done as much for this program in his short time here than anybody has. I mean, he controlled the locker room. He controlled the weight room. He set the example in the meeting room. He set the example on the field, and you can't underestimate somebody that plays the second half of his last collegiate football game with an injury that required surgery, and he wouldn't come out. He would not come out, and he didn't miss a snap. So that to me tells me what kind of guy he is. And now, how do you replace that? Well, on paper, you can't. He's going to end his college career with over 11,000 total yards. And you have to now start transforming the offense and the leadership and the personality of the team and all those things that go with it. And can it be done? Yes, it can be done. I mean, it can be done, but it's not easy. And it's not what you hope for, because it probably will never get admitted. But, you know, Coach Lashley and that entire staff built this year's offense around D'Eriq King, which they had success with the year before. And unfortunately, you know, he was off to a little bit of a slow start to begin with, which in my opinion is completely understandable, because he came back in 8 months from a 12-month injury in most cases. And it breaks my heart that the young man's not able to play. And, you know, I've seen him since then in the building. And, you know, that's a life-changing injury for somebody at that age. I mean, I don't think people, you know, oh, he's hurt, he'll be back, he's going to the pros. It's not that easy. I mean, they just took away, aside from his family, the most important thing in his life that he's built around, and it's lost in that 1 second or that one injury. And that's, you know, that's a heartbreaking deal for the young man, and it certainly will have an effect on this football team.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I said it to Crowder when we've got the news officially that he was going to be gone. Like, that's one of the, to me, positives of NIL, because who knows what the future has in store for him, and at least he was able to cash in a little bit on some collegiate success while he had that window of opportunity. So I love that part of NIL, if you want to look at the positive. Just speak on him. I'll get to the UNC game. But speak on him as a man, because he seems like one of the best dudes that has put on a Miami Hurricanes uniform. And I was just so impressed with that injury and him grinding to get back for that Alabama game. And like you say, refusing to come out when he was giving his body to a university that he was new to. So can you speak on De'Ara King, the man?
Well, I'm going to repeat myself. I was going to save this for the pregame show, but here's what I saw. And I'll never forget it as long as I'm alive, is that the week after the Michigan State game when he was injured, you know, I was out at practice, and he at that point had he was injured, right? And he wasn't on practicing. And when you're injured and you're not practicing, the guys that are that can't run, they go off to the side, and in a group, supervised group, they start doing sit-ups and stretching, and you know they're doing something while the team is doing something. And here is this guy, and he's came back for another year. He's done everything right. He's fought. He's cried. He's pushed. He's done anything and everything possible. And here is this guy, and he tries to get down on the ground with his teammates and do sit-ups. And can you imagine trying to do a sit-up with a shoulder that needs to have a procedure done? I mean, that just tells you he's in street clothes. He's not, you know, I mean, he's not even dressed in his football stuff. He's got a sweatshirt on and shorts, and he's trying to lead when he's in that position. And I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that. When a guy is able to do something of that nature and be that committed. And I don't know. The thing that I'm sure of, I can be sure of, is that De'Ara King is going to be okay. If he plays in the NFL, good for the NFL and good for De'Ara King. If he doesn't, he's still going to have a great life, because you can't overlook his accomplishments and how he's overcome his setbacks. And everybody who's around him, including yours truly, he's going to be a success. The unfortunate thing is, it's not going to be the path that he wanted to take. He wanted to play this year. He wanted to compete for a Heisman. He wanted to lead a team to a championship. He wanted a chance in the National Football League, which he still may get, but he wanted to complete the mission. And that, I'm sure, is going to bother him, but knowing him as well as we all do, it will inspire him. And we have not – this is not De'Ara King's finest moment. His finest moment wasn't when he was at Houston, and it wasn't when he was at Miami, and it wasn't when he beat Florida State. It's coming. That young man has got a lot of great things coming, and he is a unique individual, and I'm proud to know him, and I'm glad he was a Miami Hurricane.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. Don Bailey Jr. is with us. So now looking ahead to Saturday, you'll be on the call with Joe Zagacki Saturday, 3:30 kickoff. How can they beat UNC? FSU beat them. How can Miami beat UNC on Saturday?
Well, you know, it's going to start with the quarterback Van Dyke having confidence in everything he does. And this is, it's going to be tough for him. This is his first road game. The crowd knows it. The defensive coordinator knows it. Everybody knows it. And, you know, it's true. When you're in that situation and you lose your starting quarterback and your marquee guy, every single person has got to do a better job. And you know, we can work backwards. The field goal kicker can't miss field goals. He can't miss extra points, and the defense can't miss tackles, and the offensive line can't have problems, and the running backs can't miss blocks, and you everybody's got to play a little bit better. But I will say this: that team does have confidence in him, and I think it was generated authentically by that final drive and that 5 minutes and 35 seconds that he drove the length of the field. And he put Miami in a position to win. They were 4 inches away from pulling off a 31-30 in a game where you did not have De'Aaron King plus about nine other starters, and they did not quit and they drove it. And I think that the team realized that they got a guy in place that can play that position, but they also came together and realized there's not De'Aaron King here to rescue us.
And DBJ, what is the message from Manny Diaz to this team, right? You're facing a team that, let's just say last year they had their way with you, right? I can't even remember the number it was on the ground. And as you mentioned, Tyler Van Dyke, there is some confidence.
550 yards.
So you remember. You remember the exact digit.
I remember every one of them, yes.
So what is the message from Manny Diaz to get these guys ready? I know you just mentioned Tyler Van Dyke. The team has confidence in him after the fourth quarter and the drives he put up, but things haven't gone your way this season. Now you lose your starting quarterback. Like, how does he get these guys to get their mind right for, let's be real, a very important game if you want to have ACC championship aspirations?
So if you're Coach Diaz, you just deal in the facts, okay? This is this is a new season. You've got a new quarterback. You're going to have a little bit of a change in your offense. You're going to do things that suit this quarterback. And you have new leadership because that comes with the quarterback position. And really what I would say is I really don't have to say a whole lot. I'm throwing on that last year's tape. I'm going to let them see what happened to us last year. Let them see what happened to our defense when we didn't follow the rules that we were supposed to, when we didn't tackle well, when we didn't play assignment football, when we didn't do what we were coached to do. They have worked on the things that they got hurt by last year extensively. So I certainly don't think that will happen this year. But you just go out and play. Play. Just win each play at a time. Don't think about anything other than the play that is in front of you and execute that play. That's it. Don't worry about the score. Don't worry about the opponent. Don't worry about the crowd. Don't worry about on the road. Win that play. And most of the time, no matter what the sport is, that if you can do that, that team will win. Now, on the big picture, you got to win the turnover battle on the road. You can't miss a field goal. You got to make sure that you're tackling correctly, and you got to get points. You got to get some points on the board, because you look at what North Carolina's done. They've scored a 59, a 59, and a 38, and then they've scored nothing in the 20s. So they're kind of heckle Jekyll on where they are as well. And if you can stay close and get them to the fourth quarter where they have been very strong, I think Miami's going to have a chance to do it. This team has not given up. I can tell you that. Yeah, this team's fighting. This team believes in themselves. They're committed to the coach. They're committed to the program. And they had hard practices in the off week. And they figured out who's playing and who's committed. And I'm okay. I'm positive with it. Can they lose? Absolutely they can lose. Can they win? They darn sure can win too.
Don Bailey Jr., he will be on the call Saturday with Joe Zagacki. You guys have been phenomenal in working our nonsense lines into the broadcast in what's been a not very fun season, and we're going to ask you to do it again this Saturday. So buckle up, because we're going to need a good performance. Now, I'm going to play some of these lines for you. Some of them are repeats. Solana is insistent that you get this line in. This is Drake. This is I'm Too Sexy. Play this for DBJ.
Too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for this ice. Too sexy for that jet. Yeah, yeah.
I believe Solana has given that to you every single game. And I'm going to give you a little behind-the-curtains glimpse as to what goes on the Hockman and Crowder show. During commercial breaks, when Crowder and I rave about how well you've done this year, we go to commercial, and Solana starts torching you to us. How come you keep raving about his performance? He won't do the Drake line. I'm tired of you guys boosting up his performance like it's something special. It's been average at best. Am I lying, Solana?
No, I don't know if it was exactly that harsh on my guy, DBJ.
DBJ,
you've done a great job. Okay. I need this line. I need you to get this line in. You've only done one other song. And I'm looking big picture, that montage at the end of the year. You get this in, it will make it.
Solana, I am a man of my word. If it's not this week, before this deal ends, that line will be in. You can rest.
Let's go. All right. Let's go. Solana got what he wanted.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
Got what he wanted. I'm too sexy for this syrup, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for this ice, too sexy for that Jack. And then Joe Z could do the yeah. All right, we're going to give you another song here. I don't know. Crowder and I heard this song at the radio station the other day, and then we were both talking. We were like, you know what? This line would be great for DBJ. It's from George Michael, Careless Whisper. Listen to this.
I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet, I've got no rhythm.
I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
God, that song's been around forever.
Yeah, yes. It's a great line, though, right? It's just like I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
And Joe Zagacki and I have got no rhythm, so that'll be an easy one for us.
All right,
but it's got to be like you're singing it to Joe Zagacki,
right?
You know,
right?
Like a little passion.
Oh, really? Like a romantic thing,
right?
I know. You know, you're in the pregame. You know, I know a lot of Hurricanes fans have lost hope this season, and they're thinking, "I'm never gonna dance again." Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Got it.
Oh my God! Yes, I got it, baby. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Yes.
I think we've given you this before as well, but the Canes are all about swagger. This is T.I. and Kanye. Who's that? That's drawing a blank on her name.
Is that Rihanna?
No. Do you know who that is, Stephen?
MIA?
I think it's MIA.
MIA?
Yeah, I think so. No one on the corner
has MIA.
Thanks, DBJ.
No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger like us.
Swagger like us. That might make the first touchdown.
No one on the corner has swagger like us.
Swagger like us.
Swagger like us.
Swagger like us. That might make the first touchdown.
All right. We'd love to hear it. Solana wants some musical interludes to play in the montage. Now, you've seen that commercial for Geico with Tag Team. Whoomp, there it is, but they do Scoop, there it is.
Yes, I did see that one. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so during hockey season, now we're at the FLA Live Arena because hockey season opens tonight for the Panthers. It opened Tuesday night nationally, but for tonight, it's the Panthers. And we had Billy Lindsay, right? It was Billy Lindsay that did this?
Yes, Billy Lindsay.
Billy Lindsay accompanies Doug Plagans on the radio broadcast. And they did maybe a little homage to you, but this is what they did during a Panthers broadcast last season.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
So because we're out here tonight and it's hockey and we don't want the hockey broadcasters to be able to one-up you, how about you? Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough, and then maybe Joe Zagacki comes in with the scoop. There it is.
Joe and I will accept the challenge.
Okay.
We'll accept the challenge. We're not going to let them take us over.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you,
That's
DBJ.
What I'm saying. This is your season right now, DBJ. You're not ceding your season to anybody. Do you remember the old radio host Paul Harvey. You remember Paul Harvey and the rest of the story?
Good day.
That's right. Good day. Yes. Here is his famous line.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Now you know.
I love that.
The rest
the
of the story.
Rest of the story. Yes.
So maybe when you share
guy.
The De'Ara King story that you just shared with us, maybe after you share that story, you turn to Joe and you say, and now you know the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
Right. Yeah, you got to say it like
in.
Paul
that's
Harvey.
That's an easy one to get in. I got Paul Harvey in my mind. I know how he said. And by the way, Solana, I'm telling you, we're going to get in the Green Mile deal, too. That one's
okay.
We got to get that Green Mile one in.
Okay. Complaints here. Then I'll leave it there. That's perfect. We gave you some good ones, and you'll do the Green Mile call, and hopefully the Hurricanes will surprise everyone with a victory Saturday. Again, 3:30 kickoff. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM. Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki will be on the call. Thank you, as always, DBJ.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Perfect.
Good day.
You nailed it. Good day.
Good
day.
That is perfect. Don Bailey Jr. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.